Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, which is episode 656, you're going to be guided in a meditation using a mudra technique. Now, you don't have to do the meditation technique in order to do this meditation, but I challenge you to try some of the techniques I offer. I offer a different meditation technique every day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is detox your thoughts. And every day this week, you've explored a different meditation technique and a different guided meditation to help you detox your thoughts. And if you are a member of our private Facebook group, which you can join absolutely free over at sipandom.com, just go to the Detox Your Thoughts meditation series. That's this week's series. And you can see a place where you can join, actually any series, you can join the private Facebook group, or many people head over to Sip and Om Facebook page and they just send me a private message. So just say, hey, please add me to the group, and I will gladly add you there. We do a weekly challenge on each meditation theme. So we're doing a detox your thoughts meditation challenge this week. I leave daily inspiration. You can connect with people from all over the world who follow the podcast just like you do. Well, I am so excited to share today's mudra with you because as we focus on detoxing your thoughts, there's something very important that I want to share with you. That is, I want to mention to you what a very good thing you're doing for yourself this week as you focus on detoxing your thoughts. And just to kind of hit home with that, I did a little research on toxic thoughts. And the real danger with toxic thoughts, negative thinking, whatever is causing that for you, whether it's your environment, your own mental or emotional state, maybe you're going through a time where you feel depressed or discouraged, whatever it may be, just a habit of thinking that it does not support you. In the Western world especially, research shows that this kind of thinking can go on for weeks, months, and even years. And when it does that, it's really hard to pull yourself away because you entrench this habitual thought pattern of toxic thinking. And so to overcome that, as we've been exploring this week, I always recommend that it's so much better to become more expansive than to try to stop your thoughts in their tracks. And the reason I notice this is the case is because when I've worked with clients and even observed this with people on our private Facebook group or with myself, I notice that when you're engaged in anything that lights you up, especially if you're learning. Last week we did a meditation series where it was self-acceptance. And really, in order to feel better about yourself, is when you feel productive in the world, when you feel as though you're an integral part of your environment or the world at large, even if you don't feel like you really mesh well or fit into your current environment, well, you can still feel interconnected with the world at large through studying a course or reading a book or engaging with people online who live across the world from you or who live in an area where you feel like you belong. So when you're learning and when you're engaged, you're becoming very expansive and opening yourself up to different ways of thinking, different ways of approaching life. And so you're just going to move on from your negative thoughts. If you stay where you currently are and you just try to shuffle around in your regular thought process and simply try to catch negative thoughts and reverse them, I do find that's not always, if ever, productive for most people that I encounter. So instead, try to expand your world. Try to learn something new and try to reach out to others. You could go online and join websites, join the newsletters of websites that inspire you or of people that are doing just what you want to do. You could reach out to those people, listen to podcasts that inspire you. There are so many things that you can do to help expand your thought. And of course, this doesn't happen all at once, but it happens faster than you may realize. It's kind of like if you go to a movie and you could be in a really bad mood. And you go to a movie and you sit down and you sort of forget yourself. You become so engrossed in that plot, that drama, whatever's going on, that you feel like you're there. And you go through all the emotions of the movie. Well, this is what it's like when you engage yourself in a new course, or you learn a new language, or you take classes teaching you how to do whatever it is you've been wanting to explore. Even showing up and going on a walk somewhere different, a different park or different neighborhood. Take your dog for a walk in another neighborhood. Your dog would love it too. Whatever it might be for you, I think you know what I'm getting at. Put yourself out there to stretch yourself just a little bit, and you just have to take small steps when you do this. So this is going to help you release negative thoughts naturally. You won't constantly be thinking, oh, you know, I really need to say an affirmation because I'm not thinking so positively right now. You'll just be so engaged and excited about your life that you will naturally think positive thoughts about not only yourself, but the world at large. So try this and let us know on the private Facebook group how you're doing. So now I want to guide you through today's meditation to help promote more positive thoughts, becoming more expansive by using a mudra. Now, as I mentioned, all the meditation techniques that I share this week are over at sipandom.com in the Detox Your Thoughts meditation series. And I also leave it on the Facebook page. I always leave a photo of the mudra there, so you can find it in several locations. Will you, there you are, showing up for yourself. Sit down, whether it's on the floor or maybe you're lying down or sitting down on the ground or on the end of your bed or in your car, not driving, of course, but maybe you're just seated anywhere you happen to be. It might not be in your special meditation space, and get ready to meditate. Straighten your spine. We'll begin to relax the different areas of your body. Close your eyes gently. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap right now with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach, let it hang out softly, not sucking your stomach in, allowing yourself to oxygenate your entire body. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Start to notice your breath and notice where you may be holding additional tension in your body. See if you can breathe through the tension to release it. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Now I'll guide you doing the Matanji Mudra. This is a mudra for inner harmony. It's a mudra that represents new beginnings. So it's perfect for you as you become more expansive this week and explore opportunities all around you. To do the mudra, hold your hands at your stomach area. This is referred to as your solar plexus. Intertwine your hands together, so fold them together with fingers intertwined in front of your stomach area, and then raise your middle fingers upward, touching each other. You can cross your thumbs over each other, right over left or left over right, whichever feels most comfortable for you. So your fingers are intertwined as you hold your hands at your stomach area, and your middle fingers are stretched upward, pressing against each other. This mudra is considered to support many parts of your body, your heart, stomach, liver, gallbladder, spleen, pancreas, and kidneys all benefit from the Matanji Mudra. As you hold this mudra, you may notice yourself become less agitated. You may become calmer as you hold this mudra. It also aids digestion. This is a powerful mudra for you as you detox your thoughts. You can hold it 3 times a day. For 4 minutes at a time is recommended. Remember, mudras are very powerful. They work for many people, and you may notice benefits too. You may not, or you may. So you want to take care when you do the mudra and hold it for just the amount of time where you feel most supported. In this case, 4 minutes is considered a good time to hold this mudra. As you hold this mudra, focus on a place where you feel safe. Safe and calm. Go into this place as you hold the mudra. As you visualize yourself in this safe place, holding this mudra, mentally repeat, I am limitless. I am limitless. I am limitless. Repeat this out loud or silently to yourself. Feel yourself expand with each inhale. And release any tension with each exhale. Continue your meditation, meditating just to the point where you could go a little further, always ending your meditation on a high note. Feeling safe and calm and limitless in your safe haven. Release the mudra when you feel comfortable. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.